Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
But our guest this afternoon, Andre Snyman, is here coming to join us. Andre has been working at protecting communities and getting people together and helping each other out for more than 20 years now, from like before Facebook even.
Hell, that old.
I didn't mean it like that, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thank you for having me on here. What a lot of fun.
Thanks for coming through to chat. Andre runs an organization. Is it an organization? Is that what you term it?
No, it's like me in a fax machine. You know, I've got 100,000 members, you know, but it's just me and my computer and a hell of a lot of friends.
Yeah, it's called eBlockWatch. Yeah. And more than 100,000 people come together under Andre's banner and help each other out.
Yeah, I'm like a switchboard. You know, I'm no hero, really. I don't have a gun. I don't shoot straight. I get guys to do that for me. So everybody gives me their crime. So I'm like an agony aunt of crime.
What a job.
Yeah, what a job, man.
So Rob mentioned now in the intro, when we were about to speak to you, about the arsonist that was going around the wealthy neighborhoods here in Joburg. So can you tell us a bit more about this case? Because it's fascinating.
I love, you know, the greatest thing that I do is I get a lot of crime that comes to me, and it's like a privilege. I can choose the ones that I want to do. And it's like living a book.
Yeah.
I say, okay, this one I like, the other one's just boring, or this I can do something about it. And what actually happened about 2 years ago, so I'm actually like a I think it's like a Kardashian.
you are a Kardashian.
I'm like a hash Kardashian. You know, I've got a lot of photos on Facebook, so, and I run around with my camera and I take videos, and they sometimes go viral and they go great. So I actually choose these whatever I want to do, and I live it, and then I mobilize, because I have this thing that there's no performance without an audience. Okay, you guys must know how this works. So when you find a crime that's fascinating, you concentrate on that and you get everybody coming to sort that crime out, and everybody likes fights themselves to fight to catch this guy. Okay.
And what was happening?
So now this guy, the arsonist, was one of those incidents where I heard about the security guard from Fidelity. He happened to be driving past our house, and there was a house on fire. And this was maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he rushed in there, and there's a sweet old man, the security guard. I mean, he went in there, and I interviewed him. It's a lovable, and he went viral as well. But he went in, and he was with a little old lady, apparently, who was in her nightgown. And the two of them were trying to save the dogs in this house. It was totally on fire.
Wow.
And they went in, and he tells me how he broke the window of the garage to get into, to open up the garage door. Then he opened up the garage door, and then he went in to find the dogs. And the dogs were hiding in the lawnmower's basket because of the heat.
Yeah.
He got them out, and then he pushed the two cars out.
Hero.
And what a fabulous story. So he was so pleased he saved the dogs. And, you know, when you save a dog, everybody loves you. And anyway, so that was very interesting to me, because when one of those interesting things that happened. And then I had a phone call from one of my members, said, can't believe what actually happened. There was a guy that came into a house while we were away in the game reserve. He climbed in through a skylight, and he got into the house, and he messed around in the house, and he cooked himself some food, and he drank some wine, and he spent obviously a lot of time. Then he went upstairs, and he took some fire lighters or some accelerant, and he put it under the mattress, and he burnt their bedroom down.
Yeah. And after making himself dinner and helping himself to your wine.
He spends his time there. So that was fascinating. So this was within 1 or 2 kilometers of the other guy. And then I thought, okay, so there's two. You know, there's nothing real yet. Then I heard of another incident, and I thought, no, hang on, this is a trend, you know, because
yeah,
you hear a lot of stuff, and you're sort of like, you know, this is happening. So I started watching this, and so I work as a sort of like a source to a lot of the journalists, the investigative journalists. So I let out the story. I said, I've got something happening here, and Carte Blanche, one of the producers, Carte Blanche, said, okay, let's start working on this thing. We worked on it. And then there was another fire. And then we hear about another fire. And the interesting thing is that everybody that had the fires, they clamped down, they never wanted to let the story out. And there are a couple of reasons for that, because they were scared that this guy might return.
Mm, yeah.
They were also told by the insurance company, don't go out and tell stories, because you might not get your claim paid.
Yeah.
We get fire, and then eventually another fire. And we think, no, same story. Middle of the night, guy eating stuff, people are away. There's something happening here.
This guy's literally just breaking in, helping himself to some stuff, having a nice time, chilling out, and then setting the house ablaze.
Exactly. Burning big houses. Big houses.
Is it true that he also watched people sleep?
This guy, I'll tell you about this character. This guy, when we catch him, and we are going to catch him, I promise you we're going to catch him, because this guy has a need that he has to fulfill. And he holds himself back and then he can't let go and he comes out again. He's burnt over 22 houses that I know of. And this is all within a 5 kilometer radius of Hyde Park Shopping Center. And he does the same old stuff. I was going to swear, but I thank goodness I never. He does the same old stuff. And, you know, he's very clever. He is, and he's caught the imagination of everybody. Mm. There's even a 100,000 rand reward that's been put out to catch him by Fidelity. The security companies, first of all, I got told by the neighborhood watchers and the people with the WhatsApp groups that I'm spreading fake news. Then the journalists got hold of it and they put it in the Saturday Star and they asked the police and the police said it's fake news. Oh, everybody loved this because people on the WhatsApp groups don't like me spreading crime.
Yeah.
Because they like somebody else's crime, but they don't like their crime. Because their crime, it says the house prices are going down in the area.
Got you.
So there's a motive. Anyway, so the fakeness of this thing is it's not fake. The guy's out there and he pushed the envelope up and up and up. And eventually I said, somebody's going to die. We need to do a show on this guy and get it out there. True is, Bob. We put the show out. Just before we put the show out, an old man was killed.
Oh.
And it carries on and on and on. And he's still out there.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.